This feeling of separation has nothing to do with the material world. In the material world, one misses his friend or his child or his lover or father because of a bodily infection or a bodily affection for one another. But this affection that's being sung about here has nothing to do with this material body. This affection deals with the eternal relationship with the individual soul and the supreme soul. In that relationship, there are also emotions. It's not emotionless. Whatever exists in the material world exists originally in the spiritual realm, in perfection. So every emotion that we experience, even that emotion of separation from a loved one, exists in the spiritual world. But it's not the source of anxiety materially, it's the source of another type of spiritual bliss called separation. And this feeling, a devotee feels tears in his eyes constantly. If ever you meet our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, you always see there are tears in the sides of his eyes. This is the mark of someone who's always in this mood of separation. This feeling is due to one's intense love. And that intense love is so powerful that it allows his consciousness to pierce the material realm and enter into the spiritual realm. Just like suppose you're in the middle of downtown somewhere and you're missing someone you love, then are you really in the middle of downtown? No, because your mind is totally absorbed in that person. You're unaware of the things going on around you. Isn't it? This is the power of love. So how much more powerful is love of God? See, if love for a material friend can bring you out of the atmosphere of being downtown, imagine how powerful is the feeling of love for God. That it can bring your consciousness out of this entire illusion of material existence. This is the affection, this is the love that's indicated in this song.